سَلْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ كَمْ آتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ بَيِّنَةٍ وَمَنْ يُبَدِّلْ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ.
Ask the children of Israel how many clear signs we gave them. And when a people tamper with Allah's bounty after it has bestowed on it, then indeed Allah is severe in punishment. Then indeed Allah is severe in punishment. There are two reasons why this query is addressed to the children of Israel. In the first place, a group of living human beings provide a better source of instruction and admonition than mute archaeological findings. In the second place, the Israelites were a people who, having been endowed with scripture and prophethood, were entrusted with the leadership of the world. By falling prey to the worldliness, hypocrisy, and other errors of belief and conduct, they subsequently lost God's favor. A people entrusted with the task of universal leadership could derive no better lesson from another people than this one.
زين للذين كفروا الحياة الدنيا ويسخرون من الذين آمنوا والذين اتقوا فوقهم يوم القيامة والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب.
Worldly life has been made attractive to those who have denied the truth. Such men deride the men of faith, but the pious shall rank higher than them on the day of resurrection. As for worldly livelihood, Allah grants it to whomsoever He wills without measure.
كان الناس أمة واحدة فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين وأنزل معهم الكتاب بالحق ليحكم بين الناس فيما اختلفوا فيه وما اختلف فيه إلا الذين أوتوه من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات بغيا بينهم فَهَدَى اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَا اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الْحَقِّ بِإِذْنِهِ وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ.
In the beginning, mankind followed one single way. Later on, this state ended and differences arose. Then Allah sent forth prophets as heralds of good tidings for the righteous and as warners against the consequences of evil doing. He sent down with them the book embodying the truth so that it might judge between people in their disputes. And those who innovated divergent ways rather than follow the truth were none other than those who had received the knowledge of the truth and clear guidance. And they did so to commit excesses against each other. Thus, Allah directed by His leave those who have come to believe in the prophets to the right way in matters on which they disagreed. Allah guides whomsoever He wills onto a straight way. And they did so to commit excesses against each other. When ignorant people attempt to trace the history of religion, they tend to the view that man began his life in the darkness of polytheism. And that in the course of time, corresponding to man's progress, this darkness gradually receded and light increased till man arrived at monotheism. The Quranic version, however, proclaims that man began his life in full light of the truth. God revealed this truth to the very first man He created, one to whom He intimated the right way of life for man. Thereafter, the human race remained on the right way for some time and lived as one community. Later, however, people invented deviating ways. This did not happen because truth had not been communicated to them. The cause was rather that some people willfully sought to acquire privileges, benefits, and advantages beyond their legitimate limits, and thus subjected others to injustices. It was in order to enable people to overcome this corruption that God sent His prophets. These prophets were not sent to found separate religions in their own names and bring new religious communities into existence. Rather, the purpose of the prophets was to illuminate before people the truth which had allowed to be lost, and once again make them into one community.
أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِن قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ.
Do you suppose that you will enter paradise untouched by the suffering endured by the men of faith who passed away before you? They were afflicted by misery and hardship and were so convulsed that the messenger and the believers with him cried out, "When will Allah's help arrive?" They were assured that Allah's help was close by. Do you suppose in between this verse and the one above comes a whole story which has been left untold? A story which is alluded to in the present verse and which is mentioned in some detail in the Makkan surahs of the Quran. These were revealed earlier than the present surah. The point emphasized here is that whenever the prophets came into the world, they and their followers were confronted with severe resistance from those in rebellion against God. At grave risk to themselves, they strove to establish the hegemony of the true religion over the false ways of life. To follow this religion has, therefore, never been easy. It is not merely a matter of declaring one's faith and then sitting back in ease and comfort. On the contrary, the profession of faith has always demanded that one should strive to establish the religion which one has adopted as one's faith as a living reality, and that one should spare no effort in undermining the power of the devil who seeks to resist it.
يسألونك ماذا ينفقون قل ما أنفقتم من خير فللوالدين والأقربين واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل وما تفعلوا من خير فإن الله به عليم.
People ask you what they should spend. Say, whatever wealth you spend, let it be for your parents and kinsmen, the orphans, the needy, and the wayfarer. Allah is aware of whatever good you do.
كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالُ وَهُوَ كُرْهٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Fighting is ordained upon you, and it is disliked by you. It may well be that you dislike a thing, even though it is good for you. And it may well be that you like a thing, even though it is bad for you. Allah knows, and you do not know.